A prize-winning life. Simply having stoked this mature vision of your future self and given words to what you intend to create, you will find your path shifting toward the life you've just described. Of course, a lot can happen in 3 years. You could probably attain many of the circumstances you chose in much less time. However, we'd be lying if we even suggested that this is a guarantee. We like talking about tuning in and connecting with your essence and other things that may sound woo-woo or new agey because, even though the language may be imperfect or cliche, it brings us closer to the truth, and we hope you know what we're getting at. But believing in virtue and truth doesn't make us blind to the fact that sometimes life just sucks. That's why the remainder of this chapter and the ones that follow are about how to turn this vision into an intention and how to carry it with you and feed it.
The structure, sweetness, and space of setting intentions. Choosing the sweetest forms of sweetness to bring into your life is a gigantic gift to yourself. Integral to this achievement of those goals is opening space to regularly tune into your vision of the destination. Space to receive the sweetness. Space to access non-physical avenues of manifestation, and space to allow for growth that's going to be required to get there. This process will also naturally prompt the refinement of your life structure. Not only will your structure evolve for the attainment of these prizes, but you're also likely to learn new architectural techniques along the way. When the prizes start showing up, and you reflect on the remarkable way they got there, you'll understand how to build increasingly light and efficient structures for an ever-evolving life.
Unearth the feelings behind your dreams. The first thing you need to remember is that what's most important is the quality of your experience that these goals represent. When you envisioned yourself in the attainment of your dream life, what feelings went along with those circumstances? Peace? Joy? Awe? Admiration? Love? These states are your ultimate goal. If you were deeply happy and peaceful, would you care if your circumstances weren't the way you once envisioned them? Of course not. You'd be deeply happy and peaceful. There's nothing wrong with defining the specific conditions that you would prefer. In fact, most people need these details in order to elicit the feeling that becomes the ultimate goal. For instance, what if your office manager announced, "Hey everyone, we're going to have a little contest to see who can sell the most dental floss in April. The winner gets to experience a deep sense of ease and trust around money." Would that motivate you? Chances are you hadn't considered that a deep sense of ease and trust around money is what you really want when you chase money. You might also be doubtful about the office manager's ability to produce that deep sense of ease and trust in you after you won. But what if she said, "The winner will receive $10 million a year for the rest of your life"? Would that do the trick for you? Revisit your goals periodically. Use the details to elicit the feeling, with the understanding that the feeling is the most powerful part, and it's something you can begin cultivating immediately. Keep your answers to the questions in this process handy. Reread them at least once a month and let that stoke your enthusiasm. If you find yourself getting rigid about the specifics, loosen up. Remember, as long as you get the feeling that you believed the specifics would produce, you still win.